Begin the Karan Dam Sex the Shima, Daf Mem Gimel, begin on the base, again Tyson Master, begin with the Gemara, Balay Palag Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda doesn't disagree. So the Gemara wants some proof in the fact that he doesn't disagree, but in that price, so that to say that it's puzzle, obviously holds it's going to be kosher. Tyson's Tamar, it's a wonder. Because the Decept themselves part to in the Behead, you have explicitly the price within. Decept, it says, read the Machshah Bekotten. Which either the Girsa is Machshah or Paisel, depending on the Girsa. But either way, the question is, it's obvious one way or the other from the Braiso. So what's the Gemara inferring to ask? So the Gemara, B'shem HaMakshu, L'shmeh Leha Braiso, maybe the one who's asking the question didn't know this Braiso, which again, depending on the Girsa, if it's Machshah or Paisel, didn't know about this fact. Next test must begin with the Gemara Liman al Tful Yom Shekasha with part. This teaches regarding a Tful Yom that is kasha, as well known in the beginning of this Masechta, that is kasha to do the void by the par. Now it says same, it's a wonder. Because Lam Likra, why do you need a pasi to Machshir Tful Yom? Why would you think to invalidate it? If you think because the Torah calls the par Dumachatos, Hazala Bavoidi, the spring is not one of the avoidus that we have in the Semikdash. And to prove that is Kibin Shazar Kashaba. A non-Kohen is able to do the Hazah. So, what's the Chiddush? And the Imashim Nechosav, Tuba, Tahar, B'Parsha. And if you can say, oh, no, come on, it says many times in this Parsha, Tahar, B'Asa B'Shtar, B'Tala B'Mai M'Shtar, to tell you it has to be a word to a person that's Tahar, and then you would have thought they can't be Tvul Yom. So it says, no, it's a Chiddushah, Kul B'Shmayin. And now we go through and tell you why each time the word Tahar is necessary. So it's not extra to tell you, you have to have someone Tahar. So why would you have thought a Tvul Yom would not be Kosher? It says, so much you can say is no. So good that you would have thought the same. That you have to place in the holy, in the pure place. So you have to have the person also that's totally tar. No, it doesn't have to be as good when it's full yet. But then it says, when you're going to say, you have to take a second look. It says, how are you learning out? The other avoiders of the paraduma that are actually invalid to be done by a non-coin. To learn it out from the hazam, to be done with a Tful Yom, or an Iklim Mefer, you could ask, Malazot Shekir B'Chem Zah, but Hazar is valid by a non-Kohen, that's a Kashmir Tful Yom. All the other Avodas which are not good by a Zah, so maybe it should be possible by Tful Yom. So it says, for some way, you can say, no, the Falach, even so, Kiven Iket Tahara B'Hazor Kaz, since ultimately the primary purity of the whole avoid the Paradum is to spray the guy with the ash water, is happening with the Hazar, and the Akshav Rahman Tful Yom, still the Torah permits it with a Tful Yom, Kosh Kim Shabbat this, therefore we knew for sure that it's going to be by Shara Avodis, even though they are puzzled by Azar. Now, Taisim, tell me if you're going to say, wait a second. All you see from this pasuk that we said, Limud al Tful Yom Shekasha Bepara, was that it doesn't have to be a totally pure person. Like that now he became Tar. Yeah, but how do you know it's including a Tful Yom? Be'emalur Abbas Mukhazi Kippur, maybe we should include someone that maybe a little bit more Tahar, where he already had Harav Shemesh, not just Tful Yom, he just didn't bring his Karbanis yet. He's lacking atonement. Of a Tful Yom Levi, maybe a Tful Yom who is less tar, maybe not. Bisham says what you could say is the Mekmina Krob at Tumma Doisa Parsha. No, what we're saying that the person that was Tummy of the Parsha that we're discussing itself, Kain Tumma Smes, we're talking about that Kohen who's doing the Hazah that we said right now he became tar. Yeah, because what Tumma did he have until now? The Tumma of the Parsha that we're discussing, which of someone becoming Tummy from a dead person. Oh, it's like Shaykh Bokapar. There is no atonement, there's no carbon that someone became Tummy from a mess brings. And therefore, it cannot be quote unquote a mechutzik from. It has to be Tful Yom. Zochem in Perek Beis is Zochem. This is what the Gemara says in the second Perek. Zochem the design the base that the Lema there's a machleik is over there regarding what do we learn out? Who's a kasher to do the avoided by the paraduma? So Sotais explains Lema dama mechutzik from k'shedo one that says that who's kasher to do the hazah is even someone who's lacking atonement because he's ksavi he holds tuma dechol tara kula that we're discussing that the person who is tummy that just became tar had any type of tuma of the whole entire tar. The Kimim the Tommy Meis, the Ariboy's the Parsha, and since we're saying we permit him, if he was Tommy Meis, that's discussing that Parsha, meaning he holds well, then Kul Tvul Yom, every Tvul Yom, a fellow Eisach Mechutzik Kippur, even that which is lacking atonement, which obviously if it's a Tvul Yom of that, he's definitely still lacking atonement, because that's even after Harav Shemesh. Whereas Amanda, I'm a Mechutzik Kippur impossible, according to the one that says, no, Mechutzik Kippur is going to be impossible, Ksabi, he holds no, Tommy Meis the Parsha, only Tommy of that Parsha, and Tvul Yom, the mess, that's the La Mechutzik Kippur, where he's not lacking atonement. But regarding Zav and Sarah, no, I feel Harav Shemesh, even if he had a sundown, where he's already passed Tvul Yom, given the Mechutzik Kippur, it's like atonement, that we don't learn that out from, because that's more severe, that it has an element of being Mechutzik Kippur. But one thing we see is that it's from this context that we learn out, and therefore we say that it's that of a Tvul Yom, not a Mechutzik Kippur, because Tamames doesn't have Mechutzik Kippur. And achlokes is only over there is that how far do you extend it? Is it only like our Gemara says volume, or even for other types like that of Machlokes Kippur? So next says Masdav again the words of Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. He said Tani, you have to amend the words of the Mishnah to say not Shebe Heichel but Shel Heichel is on the fourth row of the Heichel. So he says, well, come on. And this the Gemara says later on the portion of Meum Mizbeach. What do you mean? What does it help? It has to be on the fourth row from the Heichel, but we say you have to separate even from the area between the Antechem and the Mizbeach. And that's what says Meskinly come on. That's not difficult, because the Gemara ultimately concludes, Tahanamili, when do we say that you have to be away from the area of the Neil Mizbeach? That's Peshas Akhtar the Hechel. That's been being the guitarist that brought every single day in the Hechel, Peshas Matan Dom the Hechel. Like that of Power of Koin Mashiach, and it's the Sira Abed Zara. Peshas Akhtar the Lefnaim Lefnaim, but regarding the guitarist that's brought on Yom Kippurim in the Kodesh Kodesh of Light, then you don't have to separate the Neil Mizbeach. But also over here, I read back towards guitarist Lefnaim Lefnaim. We're talking about the guitarist that's being brought in the Kodesh Kodesh of the Koin Godel when he gives it to him to mix. He's going in to bring the guitarist inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Or Miyadach HaKadosh 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 HaKadosh. Right after he brought the guitarist of the Kodesh HaKadosh, not Ladam Miyadah Memar. We take the blood from the hand of the one who's mixing it. And if there's no problem that he's standing here in the Mizbeach, which is four rows from the Heichel. Now, look, come on, later on, Kibay Lechuchay, when the Gemara wants to prove the portion maybe in the Mizbeach, that you do separate, this was in the Gemara's Havmin in the question, that you do separate between the area and the chamber of the Mizbeach, HaKadosh, even during the Keteris of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Mibraiz Rabbi Yasi, Mibraiz Rabbi Yasi, that to ask Rabbi Blaza, that's evident that you see that you do, which is difficult in Rabbi Blaza, who held that you don't have to, you only have to separate from the Heichel at that point. So that says the truth is, have a Mutzal Chuchim Masneen, the impartion, we could have proved from our Mishnah that you don't have to separate, because that's exactly what we explained, that is on the fourth row from the Heichel. So, so the Gemara should have said, Adam Akshas, let me Mibraiz Rabbi Yasi, instead of asking on me from the Mibraiz Rabbi Yasi, Tavali Sad Masneen, you made me prove from the Mishnah. Unless it says, what you could say is, no, the Mastin Lava Matzal is Suisiyat. We didn't want to bring Raya Tribalazah from our Mishnah. Because they claim you could say, Kivin Hafrash Minim Lizbech, Inil Mirabanon, as it ultimately explains, that the Miraisa Impersh El Ma'ud. People can only have to separate from the El Ma'ud from the Hechel. It's rabbinic that we say to extend that also from the El Mizbech. So, like Gazra El Elohim, the Sham Shaloy Litzah. So, that is, there was only on those who are standing there unnecessarily. But in our Mishnah, since he's mixing the blood Litzarech, you could say that no, only then was it permitted to be a Beil Mizbeach. But I could tell you that actually it'd be forbidden Beil Mizbeach even by the Keteris of the Lefnaim Lefnim if it's unnecessary. So therefore, wouldn't support Rabbi Elazar, who says that even unnecessary, you could be there by the Keteris of Yom Kippur. He then says, we're going to say that since we explained that the questioner holds that there's a difference between the Reis and Rabban, and he holds that the places that biblically you have to separate from. That's even when you're necessary, like the Heichel, and the places that it's only Rabban, like Bin Mizbeach, and have to separate only if you did unnecessarily. Simkina Maila Kamar. So why doesn't the Gemara say later on the Bryce of Abyesi that over there mentions the Milas that are there between the Heichel and the Irbin and Ul Mizbeach? The whole Milsik and Ami bin Heichel and Bin Mizbeach. I can tell you another difference between the Heichel and Bin Ul Mizbeach. Because the Ilum Heichel, whereas by the Heichel, Bashin of Elitzah, you have to get out of it even if you have a reason to be there. Between the Ul Mizbeach, you only have to leave from there, only if you're there unnecessarily. So there's so much you could say is, actually, the Hamakshin will come on, really. The questioner later on actually held. Did actually know, if you have a purpose of Avodah to be the Nehegel, you actually do not have to leave from there. Even though the Kohen Gadol is bringing his Keteris. And you're right, he would not have edited in the Mishnah at all. Elabatani, he would have read as the words in that Mishnah are, Shebe Hegel. That you actually give it to the kind to mix the blood in the Heichel, the fourth row in the Heichel, when the Kohen Gadol is bringing the Keteris Lefnaim Lefnim, because the Kim the Tzarech Avodah, who tried the Heichel, since he has a purpose why he's there, commit it, even the Heichel, because the Torah itself only makes you leave, only if you're there unnecessarily. So it comes out according to his logic, there is no difference between Heichel and Mizbeach regarding the obligation of the separating when you have a reason, and both of them are only when you have no reason, therefore that's why I didn't mention this chilik as another chilik between the ulam and bin ulam l'mizbeach.